Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. So they did. So it was given to them. You read the writings of the apostles, and you read the writings of the gospels themselves, and they are in agreement for anyone who has eyes to see. But to those who are blinded, they are blind. So I don't listen to those people. I have listened to them, and they cause much doubt. But then God, by His Spirit, taught me something better. And to see all the foolishness and the blindness and how they are taken in a snare. Some doubted. You know, here's a very abridged account of the resurrection and the events following it. All power is given to me in heaven and earth. In heaven and earth, all power. All power. It says all things are subject unto Him, yet we do not see all things subject to Him. All power is given unto Him, yet we do not see all things given to Him. But we are to go and teach all nations. All nations, without discrimination, without respect to who they are, where they come from, that whatever nation they be from, if they be able to hear the truth, if you find good soil, plant, water, and grow, that they may bring forth fruit. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And people to this day do this, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And it is not names, and there's no names among those. The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Remember Jesus said, I come in the name of my Father, and you receive me not. And what did they say of the Spirit? The Spirit which will come in my name. And what is the name of the Son? Jesus Christ. That at the name of Jesus, every tongue should confess, and every knee should bow, of things which are in heaven and things which are on earth. That is the name which is above every name. He has given him a name which is above every name. This is Philippians. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And it's not so much, now, if it was really mindful of the sounds we use, the name of Christ, you know, at the name of the man who is described in this Gospel of Matthew, to me, that is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, because He showed the Father to us and sent the Holy Ghost to be with us. But it is not, if we were really mindful of the name, like it's got to be in the name of Jesus, well, then we probably shouldn't use Jesus, because Jesus was never His name. It was Yeshua. Now, I don't think it's inappropriate to baptize in Jesus' name. God forbid, that's how we came to know Him. Baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. But not merely in the letters and the sounds. It's not about the sounds we make with our mouth. It's about whose gospel we're preaching. It's about whose word we're moving forward. It's about the teachings. It's about the doctrines. It's in that name. Because to do it in His name, as I said earlier in this book, it's like you're writing a check and it's got the name Jesus Christ on it, and you're going to sign the check, Jesus Christ. Do you have authority to do things in His name? Is that check going to bounce? Are you going to be put in the cuffs? Because you don't have any authority to do nothing in His name. That's the idea of doing it in His name. Doing it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So when we baptize people in the name of Jesus Christ, we are baptizing them, claiming that we have authority to baptize under the name of Jesus Christ. Under His authority, under His... The man's name is not merely the syllables. It is His reputation, His doctrine, His teaching. It means you are acting under His will. You know, His will is His name. If you do something in my name, it better be what I want you to do. It better be what I have approved you to do. So that's the idea of in the name of. In the name of has to do with authority. It has to do with will. It has to do with those things. It doesn't have to do with baptize them, naming me as you say, I baptize you in the name of J-E-S-U-S-C-H-R-I-S-T. I baptize you in the name of J-E-S-U-S. J-E-S-U-S is who I baptize you in the name of. Because that's the name of what I say when I baptize you. Let me get my meaning. You can call on his name. Well, who we call on. But that's not the same as doing something in his name. People confuse that. Call on his name. Calling on the name of the Lord is not the same as doing something in the Lord's name. Because you don't have to have any authority to call on his name. Anyone can call on the name of Jesus. Anyone can call on his name. But not all can do things in his name in truth. I mean, you could do it in his name in falsehood, but you can't do it in his name in truth. And therefore, the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, it's funny when people call on those words as the authority, in the name of, calling on the name of the titles of Father, and the title of Son, and the title of Holy Ghost. Those aren't names. The name is the one who has authority to be called under those three. And Christ said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. He hath shown to us the Father. He came in the Father's name. So since he came in the Father's name, it is appropriate to use his name. And since the Holy Spirit comes in his name, it is appropriate to use his name. That's why we baptize in Jesus' name. Because it's the authority in which we baptize. I don't think it's the name you call on, you say as you baptize. There's no magical words. Teaching them to observe all things what I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. I'm always with you. Teach them the things I have taught you. Teach them to observe all the things that I have commanded. We've been over the New Testament and of all the things we need to do. Because there are things we need to do. There's much to be done in the faith. Salvation is a work. It happens to us. But we are participants in this work. And therefore, it is an exciting thing in our lives. Because we don't yield to the fatalistic attitude of whatever is what's going to be. But rather, we are as those who run a race. But we are certain of victory. We do not beat the air. We don't run uncertainly. We run with the confidence that we will win because of Jesus Christ. That is our faith.